temple and meets in Jagannath. At once, after that, a moment, he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of Jagannath, and Jagannath is getting darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the next moment, again he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is holding hands and Ha Jagannath, Ha Brajananandan, Shantunra, where you are, where to go, how to. And again he is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered in Jagannath and they become one. And again, he had this about 10 times. Then he replied to it, what I am saying. Then he could not understand anything. He thought that, oh, now I am thinking. And realizing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath are one. Sometimes coming, out and sometimes. He came and fell down in the very street of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What I am saying, Mahaprabhu blessed me. And so that you have Krishna Bhakti. Then he became admirer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he saw, and always stated that he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jagannath. And he is himself Krishna, but he wants to serve the Radha more, so he is. Then younger brother and Madhavi Devi became so pleased that his brother has come in our place. And he became more than Madhavi Devi. Because he was blood not perfect. Then he became one person. Raramanandu Sarvadamodar and Sikimaiti three. And Madhavi Devi half. Why half?
I heard because she's a woman, but
no. This is the next fact. This is the first fact. Half because he has as well the power towards Jagannath. Not Shuddha Parthi power. So he was comforting the power. But yet he has something. But not fully. And then there is. Love should be some fact. Don't question.
Mother name is Krishna. So Ichha of Krishna is called Mother. Understand?
Did the Dadha stay on in Puri long after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left? He was worshipping Kautadopina. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, did Gadadhara stay?
Only 2 or 3 months.
Yes.
After that, yes. He left also. Went to Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Alright. So, the Gopinath has both Gopinath Jitaka, both Sakya, Hina, Kankan. So,
Lalita. He thinking Krishna and Krishna, and he became like Krishna. His self was not changed, but his mode was changed. He at once became black and took the consciousness and began to think.
Ramananda Roy, and then the Brahmanas, they were thinking that he's a Shudra. At the same time, then they were saying he's a Maha Pandit, or he's a great person. So or how come? And then he was serving him also. So how was that?
बोलना है कि जब शुक्रम महाप्रभु दक्षिण भारत की तरफ थे तो रामानंद राय सिंह तो जो उनके साथ जो ब्राह्मण लोग थे वो सोच रहे थे कि रामानंद राय से शुद्र व्यक्ति है लेकिन साथ ही सोच रहे थे कि वो महापंडित है तो कैसा तो कैसे ये दोनों को अलग अलग बात है
महापंडित मीन्स दे नो शास्त्र But they don't follow. So they are Mahapandit. But they could not understand the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rayana. Why they are embracing themselves? And why they are weeping? And why they felt tired? They could not. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being a sannyasi and Brahmin? And also, it was so funny, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But yet, how he subject a low caste like Sutra? And Maharaj, Raya Ramananda was also a very big pandit. He is all caste. But why he is embracing with a Brahmin and sannyasi? And like a young boy, He is waiting her, like a lady. He thought, he should be very great. And he was great, but now he seems waiting and lamenting. What?
Rolling on the ground.
Rolling on the ground. But this is not right. But at the same time, they उनको कुछ कुछ भी
नहीं हम बने से और सकते
हैं I think that we go
still they were serving Ramananda Roy although he was a Shudra
but they were serving only other mode chanting reciting slokas and giving ashirvad
sat getting on
As I do.
My husband. How do you know?
Very principled.
What was the relationship between Jagadananda Pandit and Siddhartha?
The relation was like Krishna and Satyananda.
Siddhartha and Jagadananda?
Huh? What?
Jagadananda
and Siddhartha Pandit.
Now their relation was like Rukmini and Satyabhama. Madhava Pandit was like Rukmini. Satyabhama was like Jaravana. One is talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is to start Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by reading Bhagavad.
Who is it?
Pandit.
Siddhartha.
And he wanted to start Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in different ways. By taking, by giving prasadam, by You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was chanting Harinam in Gambhira, one day he went to meet
let's say
Chaitanya Maharaj is not mortal person but
who did commit himself, he had exhausted all these material things in his body, but actually he has nothing, no urine, no lesson, nothing. But he was only other person, that I am a man like me, but actually nothing of this, no material, anything. So he was going to lesson, and at that time Govind was engaged in his any another
kirtan.
And you should hear what I am saying. Don't disturb. Govind was cooking or doing another seva. So Gopal, a very
little
boy of about 7 years, he took water in a earthen pot, kamandalu. And he went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any lonely place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at first did like so. Very sad. The boy asked what you are doing. Then he told that, oh Gopal, I have no control upon my son. He always checks Krishna. But when a man goes to lesson, at that time he is not sure. So I want to stop the cooking, but it does not come in my control and always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. I tried my level best, but I could not. Now I ask, how you can do? So I have slightly minded. So I don't want to take Krishna when I am not sure. Then he told the Prabhu, excuse me, if a man is going to die and he is lying down on the bed and lesson is going on automatically, he has no control over urine and lesson, what should he do? At that time his life is going, Atma is going, whether he should take name or not, Krishna. If he does not take at that time Krishna, then he will go to hell. So he should take her name or not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once laughed and what?
Left the sun
and told that, oh brave boy, now you are Gopal Guru. Only a charge and guru can tell like so. So you are, from today you are acharya, you are guru of whole world. And you can teach whole world. Because you have taught me, so you are. He should always chant Krishna. Either going to lesson, jury or any time. At the time of dying, time of taking birth, no impure thing is there. Every impure will be turned into pure. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Then Mahaprabhu left his son and he is really laughing. And this this Gopal became Gopal Guru. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard Gopal Guru, that I am going, but you should print my name and the way of Satan Bhajan, what I have told you. Don't leave us. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away, at the telling of the Saprakat, you know, Gopal was dear like Guru, and he knew Astakaliya Lila Paddhati and Archan Paddhati two ways, by Bhagavat and Archan Paddhati. He mixed both. According to qualification and yogyata. Qualification?
Adhikari.
Adhikari. Those who can do bhav seva, they should do bhav seva. By Astakaliya Lila and all other things. Always remembering to past time. In Greek he has some Greek. No? Understanding? He should develop his old history. And those who have not this, that should be Archan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first Guru, Guru Rupi Shakti, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, Krishna Radha, or Gaur Gadadhar, or Gaur Nityananda. From Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Gadadhar is some higher level. And those who think that Gaur Gadadhar is Radha and Krishna, more better, both combined. So they should do of Archana. And then that half and this Archana should be mixed. Then it will come Prem Seva. And after that, this will be left, Archan and all other things, and only Bhav Seva. So he has written some books. Bhajana Paddhati. Yes. And his sister was, disciple was Dhyanchand. He wrote also Paddhati. Siddha Paddhati. But always you should see that Bhav Seva fully, they can try, they can have Greek like Raghunath Das Goswami in Bilap Kushmandir, or Krishna Bhavana made by Krishna Javad. There should not be any one of Gopi, but only they should have the idea that I should have a Seva life then. Only that. Siddhasari ki kalpana mat karo. Don't imagine anything. Only you can do prasana, prasana, prayer to have all these things. By doing so, by the grace of Krishna or his associates, Siddha Sarir will come here automatically. Then, being one of them, we can go up. But if this stage is not coming, then we should only pray for all. Understand? This is very most important thing for Radhanta. We will pray for all to have Radhanta. But I cannot be Lalita, Sati, Vishakha, Sati, or any of them. Don't imagine yourself as a gopi. You only pray that gopi bhav should come in my heart. But don't be any gopi, or anything of Braja. By being so, if Krishna will see and he associates will see that it is proper time to manifest that bhava, then the bhava will come and then we will do like that. So Udhar Nasina Udhar Nasina Gopal Guru working like this. Dhyanchandra was, when he became old, he told that I will leave this body in 2 or 3 days at just time. Also that he is quite well, how he will go? He told that the judge at this time I will go. It be raised. So, Dhyanchandra, one of his most disciple of he was watching. He saw that he sat on the asan before Thakur, Radhakant. He left his body. He told that I will go to Vrindavan and left his body. His body was given to Samadhi. And all were beating. Dhyanchandra became mad in his separation. He was so mad, so mad. After so many days, he at once there came the king and the officer of king and told that this deity and this temple is mine, is not yours, because Kashimitra has not written any will for you. He has not given it. So you have to go out of here. He told that after Kashimitra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the master of this whole land and Radhakanda master. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it to Dharan Dasa Thakur and Guru Gopal, and he is my guru, so I have come. So proper time, I am the master of this, I am doing seva. I am not master, but I am seva. If I live this seva, I will die. No harm, it should die, but this I will do. He told that, give me some time to. Then, at the same time, some Vaishnava from Vrindavan reached Jagannath Puri and they meet with the Dhyanchandra. And they told that your Gurudev, we are seeing your Gurudev is chanting Harinam under Bansivar. And he is doing Hare Krishna, 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 with so much power. Because that nothing there, nothing, then I must go there. So he, without telling any other, without information, he went on foot in Vrindavan. After so many months he reached there. And he went to Bansivar and he saw that the Guru was there. And was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He did pranam and did parikrama and he folded his hands and said that, oh Gurudev, looking at how you are here, we are going to die and you are so much, you are doing Harinam here, you should come with me. But he told that, I will never go. I am very much satisfied in Vrindavan, I am doing that. I will not go. Then king's persons are driven out of us. So is there, in our garden there is a neem tree. Cut it down. And that neem tree, you make a statue of myself, a city graha, like me. And I will sit there and then you should pray what you want and you can talk what you want. And I will reply and do everything what you want. Don't need, no need of going. What I will do, this teacher will do. There. Then he came, waiting, and he came and cut that neem tree and then made a very beautiful teacher like Gopal ji. And in front of Radhakant, he established there and he used to daily worship and talk all affairs. And he also talked, being in Vitra. He told that the things person are again coming, you should tell, oh yes, I am doing. So he came to indeed. Swapna. Then he went to him and told him, why you are doing so? If he'll do, I will do Sarvanas to you. Sarvanas means? Sarvanas means, I will kill you. And take everything what I have given you. Don't disturb that. Yeah. He could do everything, don't do that. Then king said, like this, I will not do, please execute. Then king himself came and told that anyone not disturbing, you should do as you are doing. It will be as hereditary for you, and you, your disciple, that disciple, that disciple. Up till now, so don't see that vigraha as a not as a only vigraha, but himself. If you want to talk him, you can talk also, but talk like cancer.
Why now in that Gambhir do they sing another mantra? It
seems that they sing after Sampradaya Mantra. When did it change? Like that? Did it became not Sampradaya? They don't know anything. Any person comes and takes mantra and they take mantra Sri Krishnaya Gopijana Vallabhaya, then Narayani Vallabhaya Swami. The same way. They don't know what it is.
Just gradually over time, things became covered up.
A man was cutting grass and he told that I am not getting food and I cannot manage my eating. He comes back.
Right.
Now, I want to give him this much. I will do something about it. Yes. They get this mantra and engage in it. He does not know what is vigra. He will tell that he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They told you?
Not me, another person.
Another person.
I will just say, Gopal Guru is Chaitanya.
Gopal Guru, Krishna Guru. Any Manjari. Manjari are Sakti. Among eight Sakti. I don't remember. I will tell it to you.
When Mahaprabhu came to Satyamitra's house, he showed Satyamitra his forearm form.
No.
Who
come?
I thought I saw in Chaitanya Chaitanya that he revealed one forearm form to Kazi Mishra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes.
It may be because they were all Jagannath Sevak and Jagannath is 400.
Vishnu.
So Chaitanya. So to make him believe, like Sadhu Bhattacharya.
Yesterday somebody asked me at Haridas Thakur's samadhi, how he is Srinamacharya if he has not got a role, a position in serving Radha and Krishna? Because the perfection of chanting Naam is to understand
how Brahma is your sadhya? Like Brahma? Like Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj is not an acharya.
But the perfection of Naam seems to be to enter into Vrindavan Dham.
Naam has two of kinds, with Aishwarya and without Aishwarya. Madhurya. He was doing prachar of acharya, like a general man. That's the
here we can come, but it should be very now at first we should know what is bhakti. What is bhakti? And then what is bhava? And then try to read and understand where this bhava can be understood. What person in Chaitanya Chaitanya or in Bhakti Chaitanya or in the books of our Prabhupada or Bhakti Chaitanya is always
collected,
always studying it.
Research.
Such process.
Search.
In what chapter, in what conversation, where desire. Then we'll try to read and to understand Bible. That and how can we achieve. From early stage, Shraddha, this is the seed of bhakti. Seed of two kinds, are of two kinds. Lohamayi and Sakshatarati. Understand? Grip takes us to Radha and what about the Bible? And Sakshatakarmai takes it to Vaidhi Marga. We could adopt Vaidhi Marga, but try to follow also Radha. Will Vaidhi Bhakti or Bhava will come towards Raj. From early to hear the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Prince Sanatana, Raghunath Das Krishna and in Bhagavad 10. If we feel pleasure from a rupee, in that sense that we should know that there is automatically internal. So fully grip should come. And if grip comes, then it will begin from a rupee. And easily it will reach in asap. Ingrid Nestor Gallup as a horse gallop. No unattainable state of gallop. In Vaidhi Bhakti, he has to talk of this kind. But in any case, I am saying that
had some dreams, and also there are so many things, Nisha is not there, and there are so many anatta things, had some attachment with worldly things. This woman, this Patistha, Patistan, and this
money.
Then you should think that real grief is not. This grief is only worldly. It is not grief. So you have to change. You have to do bhakti. And have prayer to Father. Then galloping a stage will come. He will not speak words on earth. Now he will jump in to the stage. It will take a rupi. And rupi wants to also jump. He is jumping on earth. But that will be certainly green, actual. Our grief is not actual grief, up till now. But a grief very new and thin, like stray coming. So let it be so high. Then it will have power to gather. Then we can be, as I tell you in money, he can give me that and take anything. I want faith and say, oh, you are like God. You are certainly Acharya to be. You can give me. You are Mukta Mahapurusha. Oh, yes. We always beg God. And according to our avatar and your jata, what is it? We should try to have that actual faith. Some actual faith. Really listening, hearing, past times of Ragatmik Vaishnava. Ragatmik, you know? And with this, when Krishna is playing his voice, Tatha, the Tatha or Tatha Krishna is out of Tatha. When he is a supported voice, when Yasoda gets his voice, and said this in principle, not true. Then the Krishna becomes like a child. He cannot be like him. He cannot move. He cannot take the breast of her mother, his mother. The Yashoda will get her breast in the mouth of Krishna. Understand? Mother is dead. Kya samajh rahe ho?
उसमें अपने आप अपने मैया के स्तर नहीं जी सकते हैं, मैया उनके लिए उसमें देती है
लेकर के जो दिन में यहाँ पर दे करके
जानती नहीं है कि कैसे मैया का दूध पिया
एंड ही व्हेन ही इट वोकिंग ही इज वेरी
प्लीज
टू डू इट विल बी लाइक एयर
बो
एंड बी and in a cooling position. Anyone can come, he will sit down. He will stand by. And Krishna will take everything, leaving there nothing, his mind and everything. And giving everything to him. And telling this law, श्री कृष्ण रूप खादि में केवल अन्य अखिलेन्द्रियम आसान इंधन दार हो विभत्म आसान एंड दी प्राइस ऑफ कृष्ण रूप कृष्ण वर्ड I cannot hear Krishna's great smile, or I cannot hear, I'm not hearing Krishna to flow, his flow. I'm not touching Krishna's soft, but what are you doing? Be first ready, then don't. Otherwise, I will not. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In mood of Srimati Radhika, my eyes are intent, my ears are intent, my nose is intent, my tongue is intent, my beak is this body or sense, the touch, the skin is intent, because I cannot realize Krishna. Rupa Ras, Ganda, Sambhaspa, my five. How can I bear the weight of all these? These are like dry wood, and like earth, and like stone. I want to die at home. All are in vain. All my India, all my body. I don't want to be a heaviness of all. Here, when he was waiting, a dear Sakhi came and told that Jesus, don't be so
restless, anxious.
There is a flower named Kesari, Kesari is blue flower. Blue lotus is called life, not lotus, but Kesari. It has some scent, but no madhu. A Bhramari
bee,
some of the female plant and sat on the floor. She saw that there is some progress, but no madhu. No. So she flew to another place where there was madhu. So she advising Srimati Radhika that is, why you don't fly from Krishna flower if there is no
because he has no friend to you. So the friend to you is that light heaven. So you should at once fly from here. At once you should leap, drop to do friend with him. As Brahmari has done. Mm-hmm. This I saw to me that. I should obey you. Because I have done whole demon.
Nice.
But he is now reciprocal to me. Now you are. He has given me only distress and calamity and all that. So now, by your advice, I am. But at once, if you can. More and he told that, oh, that means I can live Krishna, but not his friend, and not his remembrance. No? Only safely, he saved his soul up. He once rather is so free. He is beautiful than beautiful, is God. And he very sweetly. He comes so gently and touches. And he do like what I cannot touch. He cannot lift his finger. If I lift his finger, I will touch him. Then he is going to tell all this. I cannot do it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving